Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
In victory or defeat, true fans never quit. Champions are made by the fans. That's why 5-Hour Energy is adding a new limited edition Stand the Fan 5-Hour Energy Shot to their roster. Fuel your team's spirit with a taste as sweet as an overtime win. Packed with an all-star lineup of B vitamins, nutrients, and 230 milligrams of caffeine, it keeps you feeling energized, loud, and proud all game long. Check out 5HourEnergy.com to grab your Stand the Fan shot today.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo, coming to you live for the Build Ford Tough Studio on the Fan and CBS Sports Network.
You know, I don't know if you saw this last night, but the CMAs were unbelievable.
Yeah, I did not.
That is like the greatest award show.
They do a good job. You know what I'm going to do is
Peyton Manning's all over it.
Yeah,
that guy's everywhere.
I have it on my YouTube TV library. So I'm going to watch it, you know, fast forward, go through all of it a
great
little bit later.
Great performances by everybody. Everybody's so happy. Everybody's like jacked up. Everybody's great, smiling, looking great.
Yeah.
And there's Peyton Manning right in the middle of it.
Of course.
That guy is everywhere. He's more places than Donald Trump.
So do you remember any of the winners?
Chris Stapleton won Singer of the Year.
Yeah,
you know, that male singer of the year.
She should. Yeah, he always does. So let's see.
They did a great tribute to George Strait.
Entertainer of the Year, Morgan Wallen. Single of the Year, White Horse by Chris Stapleton. Album of the Year, Leather by Cody Johnson. Female vocalist, Lainey Wilson. Male vocalist, Chris Stapleton. Song of the Year, White Horse. Yeah, there you go. Good stuff, man.
It just looks good on TV, man. The way that they shoot it and everything. And there's a lot of performances.
Well, that's what it should be. I mean, no one wants to sit there and listen to speeches all night. You know, they want to be entertained.
You know, and everything is just so upbeat and so positive. It's great.
I tell you, we had that country station here for like 10 minutes.
Yes.
And
Kelly, right?
Yeah. And then also there was Katie Neal, who was doing middays there, and she moved down to Nashville, still works for Odyssey. They built her this giant studio, and she's down there like representing all of Odyssey with the country music, doing a great job.
Can we get a giant studio in Bridgehampton and like represent all of Odyssey out there and do all the sports?
Yeah, I mean, it's possible, but I don't think that the epicenter of sports is Bridgehampton like the epicenter of country music is Nashville, but
they got sports out there.
Sure they do. Yeah, polo.
Yeah, we got polo and horses and golf, the whole thing.
Yeah. So anyway, I see her stuff all the time. Does a great job representing
Doesn't Howard
the company.
Stern do his show from out there?
I don't know. I mean, I guess. I know he was in his COVID bunker for a very long time. I don't know if he goes into the city anymore.
Al, is he still out there? Well, you know.
He's in the city sometimes. Sometimes he's in the Bridgehampton bunker. Sometimes he's in the Florida mansion. So he has multiple studios.
See, why can't we do that? We don't have stock options, that's why.
Well,
we are the stock option.
So that's going to be really interesting when it comes down to that, and you tell the company, hey, I'll work an extra, I don't know how many years if you let me do the show from there, and then they're going to have to make that decision. And then I'm going to have to be like, where am I moving?
Well, there's got to be a radio station we can buy out there, isn't there?
Radio station? I don't know.
WLNG, let's buy that, and then we'll do Boomer and Geo on that out there.
On that station?
Well, along with this station, too. I mean, out of that studio, that station, too, yeah.
Okay. Well, we could.
It's a good station.
So you want to flip it?
You said, well, I mean, station. we got to keep the format that it has because I think people out there really like it. I like it when I'm out
okay.
there.
Okay. All right.
But we could take 4 hours in the morning like this. Nobody's listening right now, I don't think.
Out to that at this hour in Bridgehampton in November? Probably not. We could also use the studio at the MacArthur Airport where Peter Schwartz does his show.
Do that right there at the...
At the luggage cart thing. What do they call that? The
carousel?
Yeah. The luggage carousel. We could do it right there.
Baggage claim.
Baggage claim. That's
yeah,
right.
We could call it that. We could call our show Baggage Claim.
Baggage Claim. We'd have to keep Schwartz in the mix there, though, you know? I saw that his time at Barrett Sports Media had ended. He tweeted that out to everybody, some professional news, and I'm right for Barrett Sports Media.
Why is he out now?
I don't know. No idea. But, you know, sports bash continues from the Long Island...
Baggage Claim.
Yeah, from the Baggage Claim.
They should call
claim.
It Baggage Claim, I'm telling you.
At MacArthur.
Why wouldn't you?
Because I think that it's sponsored by that Vinny Tickets, who is Ticket Bash.
Baggage Claim with Vinny Tickets.
But they call it Sports Bash because his site is Ticket Bash.
Do they have a studio or is it just like ISDN?
No, it's a studio.
It is a studio.
And the last time I was flying down to Florida on Southwest, I walked in there. It used to be like LI News Radio, and I was like, walked in, there was people just, they were broadcasting the news from this radio studio right next to Baggage Claim. I was like, that's bizarre. And now it's Schwartz on Sports.
Schwartz on Sports.
They had Steve Cangelosi on the other day.
You know,
so they're really cranking it out.
If we could do a studio out there in the Hamptons, we could have Keith Hernandez on a lot.
Yeah, every day. Just have him in the studio.
Just walk over.
Right. Just have him in the studio every day, sipping on wine at 6:30 in the morning. All right. I wanted to bring something up to you because I'm a little... There's one thing that concerns me about Tommy DeVito starting is something that he said yesterday.
Okay.
So he says he's not going to do any of like the Italian stuff or he's not going to celebrate in the way that he did last year. He's going to take that out of. He's going to focus on football. Now, sounds great, right? But the second that you take away things like that from people and you start changing their personality, you're keeping things like squashing certain parts of it, it doesn't work out. And I don't know how many times we talked about the second half of Rex Ryan's tenure here where he just like went quiet. He wasn't going to be as boisterous. He wasn't going to make as many headlines. And then John Idzik came in. He was a totally different guy.
A little WWE. He was a little bit of a promoter, which you need.
Yeah, and then we hated the fact, everybody did.
Somebody neutered him. Yeah.
Yeah. So, like, I don't want that from Tommy DeVito. So I don't know if that was his idea or Brian Daboll's like, listen, but can you not do the thing?
No, not
can
at
we
all.
Not be flipping pizzas? No.
Brian Daboll's not telling him anything.
I think
like
he
that.
Might have.
Here's the thing. Tommy DeVito doesn't want to be a sideshow. He wants to be taken seriously. And he really wants to go after this. He knows that this is his opportunity. And he just wants to be professional about it. And like I said, he wants to be taken seriously.
We're taking him seriously.
He loves his Italian heritage. We all know that. You know, we could all play into the stereotypes if you want. But at the end of the day, he's got to show the Giants that he can be a serious consideration for the future of the franchise. And maybe, just maybe, you know, it is the Brock Purdy story. Maybe it's not. Maybe it's just a fly-by-night and it's a two and done and that's it. But he wants to make the most of this. This is his life. This is his opportunity of a lifetime.
Yeah, and
that's all. He wants to take it seriously.
Yeah, I feel like he was taking it seriously, even with doing some of that stuff. I just don't want him to change and like that edge that he has and all of that stuff and leaning into it and his family and his agent with the fedora. Like I want him to be him. You know, the reason why he was exciting last year was because of all that stuff, coupled with his good play and winning a couple of games.
You know why? Because he came out of nowhere. There was a lot of excitement. The whole Italian stereotyping thing. You know, he bought into it. The family bought into it. The friends bought into it. The agent shows up. You remember how annoyed Peyton Manning was at the agent, right?
Yeah, they called him Mr. Slimy, which was, I really, and we had Sean Stellato on like right after
nice
that.
Guy.
And he said, I've never met Peyton. I have no idea why he would say that.
It's because of his look.
Yeah, but see, you want to talk about stereotyping.
That's
Sean Stellato's not Mr. Slimy. He's doing his job.
I know that, but that's what Peyton did, just because the way he dresses, you know, the whole...
And like that out of Peyton.
And the thing about Tommy is that he, again, wants people like Peyton and Tom Brady and all these different people to take him seriously. Like, there was a little bit of that when Baker Mayfield first started in Cleveland. Remember with Baker, he was in the middle
of commercials
and everything.
Yeah.
And somehow, some way, somebody got turned off in Cleveland, so they went for Deshaun Watson.
He's right, I know. This guy's doing too many commercials. Let's go sign the pervert.
Right, and then he goes to Carolina, then he goes to the Rams, and now he's at the Bucs, and now his career is taking off again.
But he also wants to be taken seriously. He wants to be. He doesn't want to be that Baker Mayfield that was doing all those commercials early on. He wants to show people that he can play football, that he belongs in the league, and that he can make $50 million a year. And I think that's what Tommy DeVito's doing.
Yeah, I don't think it's likely that he's going to be the answer. I'll be rooting like crazy. But the Giants' best way back to relevancy and finding the next guy is Tommy DeVito balling out and turning into Brock Purdy. Like, seriously, that's their best route.
Right now, like, that would be the simplest route.
Finding a quarterback in the draft or somewhere else with the landscape the way it is right now feels impossible. So if it's some sort of miracle, if Tommy DeVito comes out and he's 50 times better than he was last year, and he's great, and is named the starter next year because he plays so well, and they got no other choice. Like, that's the best way out for the Giants, but it's unlikely.
I'm thinking that Todd Bowles is going to come in here and blitz his ass, and he's got to show him that he can handle the blitz. And I'll tell you, if he can handle the blitz, he's going to have opportunities.
Yeah.
That means Malik Nabers is going to be one-on-one. Hmm. Go get him, man. Go lick your chops if that's going to be the way. You're going to take some hits. Which, you know, we all did, but you got to think that if Todd Bowles starts blitzing and blitzes over 50% of the pass plays, he's going to have opportunities for big plays.
Italian stallion, my ass. You think he gets like that on the sideline? You think he gets like nasty? You know?
No, I think he can get a little angry, yes. he's not saying that.
Go choke on a calzone, pretty boy.
Poor Todd.
What do you mean, poor Todd? The guy's he's had jobs all over the place. He's well respected in the league. Like, his team's not bad. All right, let's go to Tom in California. What's going on, Tom?
Hey, good morning, guys.
What's up, Tommy? What's happening, brother?
Chime in a little bit on Tommy DeVito. Boomer earlier talked about the fan base and talking to season ticket holders. I'm not a Giants fan. I'm in California. Starting Tommy DeVito makes this game relevant to me. I want to watch this game now, and I want to watch it for all the reasons that you said, Gio. I want the whole thing. I want the story. I want the show. I'm not a fan. If they start Drew Lock, I'm not watching a minute of the game. But they're starting Tommy DeVito. I want to see this game. I'm invested in this game. I want to see how he does. And my whole point is just that it's not just Giant season ticket holders. Starting Tommy makes it relevant for a lot of people, even a non-Giants fan in California.
Yeah, you know what, Tom? It's interesting you say that, because I think that argument was used probably in deciding who to start. It was exactly that. And I think that John Mara probably said some of that. I think that maybe the Tishes probably said some of that. And the coaches probably too. I mean, it breathed some life into the organization. And I don't know how Drew Lock's been practicing. I have no idea. Maybe Tommy DeVito with his work ethic has impressed Brian Daboll so much. He's like, I got to give this kid a chance. But there is no doubt.
It's a home game.
This game,
yes,
is so much more interesting with Tommy DeVito playing than anybody
else.
And
it's a home game for the Giant fan, like I told you.
Yeah.
Yep. It makes sense, but unfortunately, you got two unhappy other quarterbacks that are on the roster. Obviously, one is Daniel Jones, and the other, by virtue of what he said yesterday, very disgusted that they passed over him. You never know. They may move on from him, Drew Lock. You never know. Well, I mean, depending, like, you know, we don't need this right here. You know, right now, we don't need this kind of, anxiousness and intensity in the quarterback room. We need to all be pulling together. And how are they all pulling together? They're not.
Yeah.
I'm sure they like Tommy, but now all of a sudden you go from being the starter to the fourth string, and you got to listen to Tommy DeVito give, you know, press conferences. It's not easy to swallow, man. I'm telling you.
Yeah. You know, I just, like, Timmy Boyle, how does this guy just start bouncing around from everywhere? Like, once you get in that world, like, no matter how much you stink, like, it's just, like, you're just there. Like, oh, Tim Boyle's there. He's been on a couple teams. That's what I never understood about my guy Jack Cohn, who played at Wisconsin and Notre Dame. Like, he was so smart. He could make all the throws, all these things, but he never got a real chance. But, like, someone like Tim Boyle bounces around to a million different organizations.
It's a bunch of those guys, you know, every year. Like Tyrod Taylor's been around for a long time.
Tyrod won some games. Like, he was
and
like
Tyrod
really
was
good.
A starter up in Buffalo for Rex Ryan.
Yeah, I mean, he was a good quarterback there for a while. Tyrone in Newark. What's going on, Tyrone?
Tyrone. All right, Tyrone wanted to say it didn't work out with Tommy, so why do it again?
I thought it did work out with Tommy.
Yeah, I mean,
he was 3-3, right?
Was he 3-3? Yeah, I guess that's working for the Giants. That's working out. You know?
Yeah, it is.
Some other organizations, not really, but for the Giants, that's really working it out.
And I think Tom from California said, like, now I'm interested in watching because I just want to see what Tommy can do. Now we know him, but it's just because I want to see what. If he can bring that energy that's been missing.
Yeah. You know what's funny is, you know, Big Tom DeVito, Tommy's dad, he calls the show just to be a caller. Like, that's like how great this is. You know what I'm saying? Like, it's just, he is one of our guys. He is a local guy. He's a North Jersey guy. It's just, he is, like, our audience is his family. I mean, we hung out with the DeVitos at Boomer and Geo Live back in April at White Eagle Hall. It's like, this is why, you know, in a season of just complete nonsense in New York football, to get a little crumb of something like this is great.
Do you know how much Tommy DeVito is making?
I don't. It's just before or after taxes.
Well, it will be before taxes.
All right.
I mean, his cap hit this year is $915,000. His career earnings are $1.5 million over 2 years.
All right, nice.
Very nice. Not very nice, but, you know, in the big picture of things, it ain't the $41 million that the starting quarterback had.
Right, so, but Daniel Jones, would Daniel Jones give back that $40 million?
Nope.
To go and play and switch spots with Tommy DeVito? Probably not.
No, I think Daniel earned the money. It was a compromise contract.
Yeah.
And he got a lot of injuries, and he laid on the line for 6 years for this team. It wasn't great. He played 70 games, made $108 million.
Yeah, I'm going to miss those Daniel Jones interviews at training camp. They were always so electric.
It's who he is as a person, man. What can I tell you?
I know. Who are we going to be interviewing as the starting quarterback next year for the Giants and when we're there at camp?
Shador Sanders, and he's going to be
fed. Oh, my God, imagine. They'll probably give Shador to the afternoon show.
He'll be federal.
Listen, if they get Shador Sanders, we're all going to be walking around here federal. You know it, I know it. We'll be so excited.
Well, listen, if they get him and the Jets get John Gruden, come on, man.
Oh, that would be great. Instead, we're probably going to get some, like, you know, fourth-round quarterback, some stopgap guy with the Giants, something like that, and then some coordinator from Arizona will be the Jets head coach. Be great. Awesome. Good job, buddy. See you in 2 years and you get squashed and run over by Woody Johnson.
I wonder what Mike Vrabel's up to.
Yeah, I mean, he's out there. His name's going to be...
Isn't he... Was he supporting some team? Isn't he like supporting with the Lions or something?
I don't know. He would never come here. Ever.
You don't think so?
For the Jets? No. Got too much self-respect. Tell me that would work? Woody Johnson and Mike Vrabel, they'd kill him. Mike Vrabel would strangle him. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. There's a couple things I wanted to bring up, and I know Jerry doesn't have a ton of stuff today because it was a light night in sports, so I wanted to bring him into this conversation here. Some things I heard on BT and Sal yesterday that I wanted to bring up. Two things that surprised me and I thought were noteworthy. And I love listening to my guys driving home, BT and Sal. The first of which was Pete Hoffman told them his weight yesterday.
I heard this.
Yeah. And I was blown away.
Yeah, me too.
Blown away.
I was blown away by two guys.
Okay.
I wonder if you had the same reaction. To the
Sal?
One. No.
Dove?
Yeah.
You thought that was skinny or big?
Yes. Thought light.
Well, he had to lose weight after his heart thing.
I know.
All right, so Pete Hoffman, you see this guy. Big guy, tall
six
guy.
6'5", right? 6'4"?
Yeah, I don't know. He's not that tall.
No?
Much taller than Boomer, is he? 6'5"? I don't know.
He's pretty big.
So let's say, let's just say 6'3", maybe 6'4".
You got to take into account the size of his tongue. He has got an oversized tongue.
He certainly does. So he's got a big tongue. He's a big guy. When you look at him, you know, if you were one of those guys, guess the weight at the carnival, where do you think Pete Hoffman would be? By the way, they talked about this.
They did.
I'm not breaking any news. I'm not violating anything. I'm not trying to shame him.
I'm going
to
say 305 pounds.
Okay.
When they were doing this, in my head, I was saying 265, 270.
Yeah, me too. I thought at the most 280. At the most. Al, what do you think?
Before you said that, I would have said 240. But is he over 300?
He's over 300 pounds.
Yeah, he is. He's one thick sumbitch, man. I'm telling you.
He's 315. 300 pounds.
Yeah. He's 315. You know he's 315?
No, I'm asking.
Oh, no. I think it was
significantly more than 300, he said.
He said significantly
that's
more?
That's what he said.
Wow. Jesus.
Must be eating well at home and got that big tongue of his.
And he said his wife is on him, like, you got to do something about this. He does not look like he's 300 pounds, though.
He's a big guy, that's why.
God.
Yeah. I mean, he could go on Ozempic and start losing weight.
Could.
He's, you know, he could be pre-diabetic, too, when you get to be that big.
I mean, you always think it's like the... I was just surprised he was over 300. I've never been around someone who wasn't an offensive lineman who was like 300 pounds.
But he's, I mean, like, he looks like a nose tackle.
Yeah, I mean, he's starting to get to that point. I mean, him on that flight to Germany, I'm thinking of him 300 pounds on that long-ass flight.
Yeah, but all those other players on the team were all 300 pounds, too.
Yeah, but they're in first class. He's jammed in the back, man, next to the bathroom. He doesn't even have a reclining chair.
My guess is he's got a seat next to him open.
He would have to.
Yeah, those flights, they got a whole plane. They're not putting him next to the equipment manager, next to the intern.
They may.
Nah, maybe you get two guys in three, but that middle seat's open.
But anyway, all right, so 300 pounds for Pete Hoffman. The other thing I heard, where Hoffman and Sal said they'd never seen anything like this happen ever before in their lives.
I know what you're going to say.
And the second I heard this, I had to bring this up. So you know that wrestler, Mercedes Monroe or something like that? So she's a very popular female wrestler.
Yes.
So she comes in. And they're interviewing her in studio. So apparently BT says, can I take a picture? And she goes, yeah. So everybody thinks in the studio that BT is going to be like, you know, hand someone the phone and they take a picture together. That's not what he does. He takes out his phone and she's sitting in the chair and he just takes a picture of her sitting in the chair. Now that is.
But the way Sal brought it up, he's like, what'd you do with that picture?
What'd you do with that picture of Mercedes? Just, what do you
Boy,
mean?
Boy, did that feel good.
He's like, what'd you do with that picture? And then Hoffman jumped in. He's like, I've never seen that ever in my life. And like, neither have I, you know?
No, me neither. That's a new one.
Yeah, I don't think that.
Mercedes Monet, I believe. Right?
Yeah. That's it's not her, but well, I don't know who you stumbled upon. I don't know who that young lady is. Mercedes Monet.
Oh, okay.
Mercedes Monet. She was in here, actually. She did something in our studio. Mm-hmm. We weren't here, but she did like a whole thing like, oh, you know, Boomer's not here, and I would have wanted to meet Boomer. But yeah. Mm-hmm. So if I had done something like that, you guys would have called me out immediately.
Oh, God. Right? Well, I mean, listen, you had your head up in what's-his-name's armpit.
Well, that was the Deontay Wilder, and he brought me in first.
I mean, That was a weird. That was a weird day. I felt a very weird vibe that morning.
And then it was great. It was all love.
Like, yeah, I'm not saying. I mean, it was a weird kind of love.
No, it wasn't weird at all, man.
It was.
It was man love, and it was great.
Look at this.
And by the way, look at him, and he put his head in there.
Yeah, he's got his head on your shoulder.
Yeah, I mean, that was him. Yeah.
But look at that. Like,
what am I supposed to do?
Satisfied and happy. Were you guys touching down by the federal area?
No. I mean, listen, I supported him, American heavyweight champ. He kind of went off the deep end, and I was disappointed with him. But at that moment, supporting him, promoting him, and he gave me the love back. There's nothing wrong with that.
I mean, but that's what happens when guests do come in. Sometimes you get this reaction from the hosts.
So you don't think that's weird at all?
Well, I think it's kind of weird that he didn't, like, take a selfie with her.
Right, he just took a picture of her.
Yeah, it's never happened to me where I'm like, hey, can I get a picture of you without me? I'm like, what?
Has anybody?
I mean, there's plenty of pictures on the internet. Get one there,
right? Right. So that's why Sal's like, what'd you do with that thing? Like, what are you doing with it?
Well, and he even joked. He's, what do you think? I posted it to my ceiling. Like, what do you think? And he claims he didn't remember. Yeah. I just said he claims. I don't know if he does or he doesn't. Yeah, but it is funny that the same two things that happened, I was thinking the same thing you were.
Yeah,
driving home.
This is weird. These two things I got to bring up.
Well, does it surprise you that it's weird?
That one did surprise me.
Yeah, no, I just like, there's a lot of weird things that go on around here.
Yeah, this is the Boomer. I'm going to fight against everything that you guys bring up, no matter what, and not have any fun with it.
I'm just saying, like, it is they're all totally weird.
But I've never heard that before.
Okay.
I've never in my life heard of someone take just a picture of somebody sitting in a chair like that. Yeah. Like, that wasn't for, like, a promo shoot or something. Like Izzo comes in, hey, I got to take a picture of you for this particular thing. Like PT's, like, imagine what guest we had in, whatever the last guest we had in. I was like, hey, just sit there for a second.
Hey, let me take a picture. Here, Jerry, let me take a picture of you.
Yeah, Dave Sims. Hey, Dave, can you smile for me? Like, what?
How do you do?
Right. Yeah. It was interesting.
Yeah, strange one. All right, Jerry, what's going on over there?
And you glance over the Dove one. I good for him.
I don't know. Like, that didn't.
What did he say? 190, right?
No, he said 202.
Oh, 202. I thought he said 190. Okay.
No. He said 202. I remembered that.
Well, good for him.
He was probably up to like 230, 240 or something like that. So he's, yeah, after his heart issue, he's lost some weight. So he's
taking care of himself.
He's
a little
looking
better.
Good.
That is good. We are brought to you by Hard Rock Bet. Download the Hard Rock Bet app and roll with us. And we're brought to you by Serve Pro Cleanup, Restoration, and Construction. Visit servepro.com. More on the football next hour with the sound to get some stuff from Dion and Tommy DeVito. But I'll give you some Knicks this hour because we kind of just moved right past them last hour. They were in Phoenix, late start against the Suns. No Kevin Durant. And the Knicks started really quick and finished quick.
And it'll be another deflection. This time saves it. Brunson ahead. Josh Hart goes in, layup, he banks it in.
And that was like midway through the first quarter. They were doing it with ease. They put up a whopping 44 points in the first quarter. They wound up winning 138 to 122. Mike Breen on MSG. Josh Hart with that bucket in transition. 19 points and 11 rebounds. And how about Jalen Brunson and Karl Anthony Towns? They combined for 70 points. Brunson had 36. Karl Anthony Towns had 34. Knicks have won 4 in a row and 5 of 6. They are now 9-6 on the season. Go to Utah now in a couple of days. Also from the NBA, the Cavaliers, they lost to the Celtics a couple of nights ago. Had that 15-game winning streak come to an end. Well, they bounced right back. They beat the Pelicans 128-100. So they're 16-1. Ty Jerome had a career-high 29-27 in the first half. So that's pretty good. And the Sixers lost to the Grizzlies 117-111. Paul George leaving with the knee. Here is his head coach, Nick Nurse.
It was a hyperextension, similar to the preseason. Same knee, I think. Maybe we're going to find out a little bit more tomorrow.
Man, you would have never thought that he would come here and get hurt, right? Philadelphia, that was just like not on the table.
Maybe. But 2-12.
No, I mean,
no one had that.
Right. No. Nobody had that. But the second that people are like, oh, Paul George going to the Sixers, I was like, okay, he'll play like 12 games.
Yeah.
And then maybe he'll show up in the playoffs, limp around, and get eliminated.
Like, yeah.
Big friggin' deal.
And they did, and Joel Embiid did have like 35 points in that game, too, and they still got mauled. And, oh, by the way, Ja Morant and Zach Edey didn't play in that game for Memphis. The Warriors beat the Hawks. They are now 11-3 on the season. Last night, it was Rutgers over Merrimack, 74-63, so they're 4-0. Where do we go? We go to Kennesaw. I have a question for you.
Kennesaw State
Sunday, 1 o'clock, right here on CBS Sports Network.
Nice.
And on The Fan, of course.
Are you doing the game on TV?
Am I promoting this when they do a Boomer and Geo read? Does the camera find me?
No.
No?
I don't think
so. By the way, actually, are they doing Boomer and Geo reads or no?
I have no idea. I think they should, especially if I'm there. Why wouldn't you do a Boomer and Geo? I did Boomer and Geo reads when I did one game for them 18 years ago?
Probably
an afterthought.
Yeah, I don't think so. I don't think that they would. I think that the people that are producing those games aren't keen to this. I think they're independent contractors, and I don't think that...
They should be promo cards.
Yeah.
Boomer and Geo.
Yeah, hey, Steven, now, what do you think about that? Steven Waldron, CBS Sports.
Hey, what's up, guys?
How you doing?
I'm good. How are you guys?
Listening to the show or no?
Were you listening?
I'm multitasking over here.
Okay, multitasking. Right.
Eating pretzels, watching YouTube golf.
Oh,
so what do you think? If Jerry's going to be calling the Rutgers game on the radio and it's going to be on CBS Sports Network on TV,
yeah.
Is there going to be a Boomer and Geo promo read, mm-hmm. and will the camera find Jerry Recco and say, speaking of Boomer and Geo, there's Jerry Recco of the Boomer and Geo show. You think they'll do that?
I don't have their sales, whatever elements they have. That's the remote department or studio. I don't have that.
Huh. That's a no.
Okay, thanks, Steven. Appreciate you, man.
Back to Michael. Hey, perfect.
Yeah. Anyhow,
really what you guys were talking about, Sal and BT. Chris and Rockland, what's happening, Chris?
Hey, Boomer Geo, good morning.
Good morning, man. What's going on?
Nothing. I mean, before... they fat-shamed Huff on the public radio. They were, Sal Carter brought up a point that he was saying that Boomer is very jealous and upset about Joe Burrow's success, and he's jealous of him, of all the money he's making, compared him to Carson Palmer, and basically threw you under the bus, Boomer. I mean, BT stuck up for you, but, I mean, I'm not a huge fan of Sal, but
yeah, nobody is. So don't worry about it. This was just Sal's opinion.
Sal's opinion, and then
nobody cares.
I didn't hear it quite that way.
Yeah, I didn't hear this. This is one of those things where you know you got to make sure that you understand the context before you just assume that Sal trashed you. You know, who knows? This is caller's third account game of telephone.
Yes.
So who knows? And Jerry's here and working with them, and so you heard this.
No, I didn't, but I've heard Sal reference the money that they make now compared to when players like Boomer played, that they were just before the explosion, and it was never anything mean. It was just, that sucks. So I don't know. I'll go back and find it for next hour.
All right, so that was before the Huff 300 pounds and weird ET picture.
Yes.
So before that. So you'll be able to find it.
I'll dig through it. That's fine. No big deal. Just quickly.
Hey, hold on for a second. Okay. Robin Greenlawn. Rob, what's happening?
Hey, guys. Just wanted to quickly call in. I was driving home last night and happened to have the fan on and was listening to Jerry. Oh, my God. It's the first time I've listened to a whole Rutgers game on there. He was amazing. Like, on point. He was incredible.
Let the man speak.
He was amazing, and like I don't know, like I listen to my share of broadcasters. I actually have a kid who is an inspiring broadcaster, and I told my son last night, I'm like, listen to this dude. He is on point. Damn. He's crisp. Like, well, look out, NBA. I mean, you feel like Kevin Burkhardt with the Mets 20 years ago. You're going. You are amazing.
Thanks, except the fact that I'm 50 and on the other side, so I don't know about that, but I do appreciate
how old is Tim? How old is Dave Sims?
You know what? That's
71. 71. 71.
You're younger. Jerry, yeah. I'm telling you.
Well, you're very kind.
They seem to be looking at you hard. I mean, you were amazing.
Thank you.
See
damn.
That, Jerry?
Wow. It blew me, and it was exhilarating.
Oh. You can't believe that, you jackass.
This is like a blow bar.
Oh, my God.
I will tell you, though, a call like that, a lot of federal.
That was very nice.
Yeah, that was really nice.
That guy was all over, man. He listened to the whole game.
Awesome. How about that?
How about that?
Getting found on the fan. I like it. So, very cool. UConn women defeat FDU 85-41, and Gino Auriemma becomes college basketball's all-time wins leader. 1,217 victories. I have no idea how anybody will ever match that. You'd have to coach for 50 years and win 30. It's crazy. Tarek Skubal and Chris Sale, Cy Young Award winners in baseball. You got the Rangers in Calgary, Islanders in Detroit, Devils take on the Hurricanes.
It's the Boomer and Geo podcast from WFAN.
Hi, Boomer and Geo on the Fan and CBS Sports Network. So if you listen to this radio station, You have heard a commercial that has gone on and on for years about a creep and a criminal urologist named, that's right, Darius Padauk. And that was Action Bronson when he was on with Joe Rogan. I mean, that commercial had played so much on television and radio that it made it to the most popular podcast in the country. Darius Padauk, and he was a local urologist, and he was doing horrible things to his patients.
They were crimes against men. He touched, did weird things to them during urology exams.
So there you go. I mean, I couldn't say it any better than Action Bronson did right there. So we find out this morning the first good news that we have ever heard about this situation is that man is going to prison for life.
So
he will not get an opportunity. This is the maximum sentence that he could get. There's no parole. There's no nothing. He is in jail for the rest of life. And if you know anything about jails and the criminals that are in the jails, generally they don't like people who do things that Darius Padauk does. So I would imagine that although it's a tough time for everybody in a jail, that it might be even tougher for Darius bleeping Padauk.
Yeah, I think you're right.
Now, I don't know if the lawsuits are going to stop. Cause
no, they're not going to stop. They're going to keep going. I think there are other entities that are involved in a lot of these lawsuits.
Right. So there's at least, I believe, 400. I was listening to a little bit of 1010 Wins on the way in this morning, and this came up. But I think there's about 400 lawsuits against him with patients. So we may still hear the commercials. We have not heard them in a while. We may still hear the commercials here, but that man, that creep, is there's no more of him. See you later. In jail, you creep weirdo freak. Darius bleepin' Padauk, who has become much of a, you know, that name really has become, unfortunately, synonymous with this radio program. Like, there's two things that people would yell at me at Boomer and Geo Live.
Yeah, no, Darius Padauk being one of them.
Darius Padauk.
And Dua Lipa. They would say, where's Dua Lipa and where's Darius Padauk?
Mm.
Like any time I would stop, I'd be at the end of the stage and I would be saying something. I'd stop and an audience member would go, where's Padauk? And I'd say, you know, I don't know where
Darius. We now know where he is.
Yeah, we now know where he is. I could answer that question now.
Yes.
And they go, Dua Lipa, where's she?
Yeah, I don't mind the Dua Lipa stuff, but I don't need to hear the Padauk stuff.
Well, we heard it for a very long time.
Yeah, I know.
On the radio station, that's where it came from. So he is going to jail. So good stuff there. A good ending to what is a horrible, horrible story where that man is in jail forever. We got Post Malone tickets coming up between 8 and 9 at Citi Field in June. That's going to be a hot ticket and a big show. So you don't want to miss that between 8 and 9, giving away Post Malone tickets at Citi Field. Let's go to Joe, who's in break. Hey. What's going on, Joe?
Hey. Good morning, boys. How are we?
Good morning, Joe.
Listen to me, okay? I can't do Tommy DeVito. He makes the Giants such a joke. He cost us quarterbacks last year. Boomer, we gave Drew Lock $5 million. I don't care. I'm expecting them to lose every game. Why are we doing this? For the fans? I'm a Giants fan. I don't care who is about Tommy DeVito.
Yeah, I don't know what to tell you, but I'm thinking that they are playing him simply because of what happened last year and the excitement that he generated and the energy that he played with. And they probably felt like, you know, let's put him out there. Let's give the fans something. And maybe you're one of those fans that don't really care. But I've talked to a bunch of fans that actually do care. And we've actually had a number of people call in this morning telling us that they will be watching the game because of Tommy DeVito.
I know. Listen, I'm a Italian, D'Amato. I won't watch regardless. And I'm telling you, we cannot have winning meaningless games.
So you think he's going to come in, play well, and actually win some games for you like last year?
No, I don't. But why do Giants fans, Gio, we're crazy. Giants fans are crazy. We think we have to temper our expectations. Don't expect anything good until there's consistent winning. We can't expect all of a sudden him to come out and play well. It makes us look like a joke. But listen, there's one thing I wanted to tell you guys. This is totally off topic, but the Phil commercials are just gold, baby. I can't tell you how many times I'm like, oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh, yes.
Blueberry. It's
It is so funny. No one even knows. My family has no idea. And I'm just like, oh my God, blueberries, so good. Like, it makes me laugh throughout every day. It is the best.
Well,
it's
thanks, Joe. And obviously we share a similar sense of humor because I cannot get enough of those things too. And it's funny, and Boomer will tell you, I don't want to hear the commercials or the promos or anything. Like, I'll turn that down. He gets mad if I turn down a Sportsman. The second I hear Phil's voice, I crank that up. And goes, Phil Sims, 68 years old, won 2 championships, injuries and everything. I think about him every day, and balance of nature makes me happy.
Broccoli, spinach, onions, I love onions, green cabbage, we got garlic, red cabbage, carrots, kale. Man, just nothing but a lot of good ingredients in this.
He's like, read some of the ingredients. This will make you feel good. Wild blueberries. Oh my gosh. Papaya.
I didn't realize he loved onions so much.
Oh, I love
him. Working with him all those years, I don't remember ever seeing him downing onions, but maybe he was.
Well, I do it.
I don't know how that made it into the commercial. I do it. Because it comes out of nowhere. It's just like, Phil Sims, watched the guy on TV, and I believed what he said, and I do it.
But you have to understand, it's effective.
I know it's effective.
It's 100% effective, so that's the good part of it.
I know it is. It's obviously. I mean, I could recite the whole friggin' thing, but it just really is great. I mean, it puts a smile on my face when I'm driving in, and I hear it. It runs once on the overnight. I know what break, so I make sure that I don't leave the radio station at that break so I can hear it.
Oh, the TV commercials all over Fox News.
Yeah, Phil, man. Good for Phil.
I think that's one of the areas that Balance of Nature actually targets, of course, because of their viewing audience.
Oh, certainly.
And here it is right here.
Yeah, and I got some in my bag here, too. Oh, my gosh.
Do it.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.